12:03. That is, of course, local time. It's 19:30 UTC where you live. So good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whichever pertains to you. My name's Tobe. You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. Oh, that one was close. And boy, am I having a great day. I just ate a taco with lots of Tabasco sauce, and so my sinuses are going crazy. But it was yummy taco. And now, you're not going to believe what I'm watching on TV. I am watching an Australian rules football game. Yes, it's true. And the funny thing is, this is the second one I've seen in the last 14 hours. I watched one last night, and then right after the Australian rules football game last night, oh, there's another goal for Sydney. Nice. Right after the game I was watching last night, then there was some rugby league football on from Australia. I'm having a very Australian 24 hours, let me tell you. And I couldn't be happier. So this game I'm watching has really been a blowout. It's being contested between the Sydney Swans and Collingwood. And the score, with 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter, is 132-42 in favor of Sydney. Sydney has 18 goals, 24 behinds, for a total of 132 points. If I remember correctly, let's see, how many points is a goal? I think in Australian rules, don't quote me on this, I think the goal is worth 6 points and a behind is worth 1 point. And a goal is achieved by kicking the ball through the goalposts. That simple. A behind is when the ball misses the goalposts but is still inside the outside posts. There's four goalposts in Australian rules football. There's two very tall ones in the middle, and then there's one on each side that's a little bit shorter. And oh, good mark. Looks like this is going to be another goal coming up. No, it's too far out. Well, I guess we'll find out. Anyway, yeah, if you've never seen this, boy, it's about the craziest thing you've ever seen. It's awesome. The game itself is played on a cricket oval, so the field is not rectangular. It's an oval, and it's big. It's probably 200 yards long and on its longest axis. There's another kick for goal by Collingwood. And did they get it, or was that a behind? Oh, they got it. Collingwood just got another 6 points. So they have 48 now to 132 with 8 minutes remaining to play in the game. I could watch this all day and all night. And since there's been a goal, now they have to restart the game. And the way they do that is they go to this little circle in the middle of the field. It's probably 10 yards or 10 meters in diameter. And the referee takes the ball and he slams it on the ground as hard as possible in the middle of the circle, and it bounces up real high. And then the ball's in play. And this is a constant contention of possession game. There's no stoppage. I can't get enough of this. The thing you need to know about this game is that you can't throw the ball. If you want to pass the ball to somebody, you have to do what's known as a hand pass. And it's basically like an underhand volleyball serve. You hold the ball in one hand and then you sort of punch it with your other hand. And hopefully your guy catches it. To advance the ball any distance, you got to kick it. And if it's caught in midair, whoever catches it gets a free kick. And so that's basically the strategy, is get your guys open downfield and try to kick the ball to them. They jump up in the air, try to catch it. And if they're close enough to the goal line, well, it's not really a goal line, but if they're close enough to the goal post,
kick for posts. And it's awesome. And there's a little arc. There's an arc that's 50 meters out from the goalposts. And generally speaking, if they're catching a ball inside this radius, they're kicking for posts, just like Collingwood did just now. And they got a behind. So that's one point. Collingwood has 7 goals and 7 behinds for a total of 49 points. This is awesome. And there's, 6 minutes left to go? Dun dun dun. I can't read, it's too small. Yeah, now there's 6 minutes left to go. Okay. There's a good example of a hand pass. Too bad you didn't get to see it because you're listening to the radio. And Sydney Swans kick for the posts, and they get another behind. Current score, 133-49. Sydney Swans versus Collingwood. So fun. Let's get up here and listen to some of the commentary here.
Turnover from that man. Pye's able to get some numbers around it. Blair looking for wits on the lead. Grundy was able to fist it away. Treloar buries his head down and comes up with the footy back to Ramsey. What a tough night for the forwards. And Corey Galt, who hasn't seen a lot of it at all, finally.
And this will probably be a kick to goal for Collingwood here.
Second mark tonight. That's the line.
Mark 20 in front. He's put his hand up, Talia. He looks sore. He wants to get off the ground. So Corey Galt, as we said, it's been a tough night for Collingwood forward. Nice to see him. He had good form in the NAB Cup. He kicked 8 goals in his 3 games. He does his part of it pretty well. But that sums up their night.
That was a horrible kick. Boy, he was only 40 meters out. And it went very, very wide. Poor Collingwood. That pretty much sums it up for them lately. the score after the first quarter was ridiculous. Sydney had a 50-some point lead. Crazy. What else did I do today? Well, I went out looking for motts, and I found a mott. Actually, I was looking for mushrooms. It's been rainy the last few days. It hasn't been very warm, but I thought maybe the ground temperature is good enough. So I went out looking for mushrooms, but I didn't find anything. It's just not green enough yet. It's going to be a morel late season, I think. And then after I was looking at motts and taking pictures of motts and looking for mushrooms. Yeah, I was looking for mushrooms, but I found motts instead, so I guess that was okay. Then I came home, and I was hanging out for a while. Then I decided I needed to eat some food, and I decided I was going to have a hamburger. So I went to the bar to get a hamburger, but the bar was closed. Boo. And I thought, oh, great, what am I going to do instead? And that's when I decided, oh, I think I'll go eat some tacos. So I went and got some tacos. Really, I got one taco, but the tacos are so big that you can make 2 tacos out of it because they do give you 2 tortillas. So technically, I had 2 tacos. And then I drank some of my mango peach Kool-Aid. Ooh, that was a good block. But I'm done drinking my peach mango Kool-Aid, and now I'm back to drinking tea, so let's try some. Oh yeah, it's just right. Oh, it's so yummy. I wish I had a donut to go with this tea. Mmm, so yummy. Oh, it's just delicious. Wait, I was gonna put it down, but I think I'll have one more sip. Mmm, so yummy. Delicious. You know what? I think I'm going to go out and get some donuts tomorrow. Because I like donuts. It's not super warm here today. It's supposed to be warm tomorrow, like in the 70s or at least high 60s. But I've got the door open anyway so the cat can watch the rabbits out in the backyard. Because it's nice and sunny.
And so the rabbits are out doing rabbity stuff, and certain kitties like to watch rabbits. All right, here's another kick by Collingwood. It's up, and oh, it hit the post, but did it bounce in? No, I think hitting the post means you get an automatic behind. Yeah, they got a behind out of that. So it's now 133-51. I could watch this all day. I wish these games would be 12 hours long. Well, this game is winding down. There's about 10 seconds left. Collingwood is in possession, but they are deep in their own territory. It is unlikely. And there goes the siren. The final score, Sydney Swans 133, Collingwood 53. Wow. Beat them by 80 points. That's pretty impressive. Fairly significant. Well, now that the game's over, what am I going to watch on TV? Let's see what's on TCM. Oh, that's right. It's apparently some guy died 2,000 years ago, so every single movie on every single channel has to be about this dead guy. Got nailed to a cross, apparently. Boring. There's no football today because every league is on international break. But I did manage to see a couple of international friendlies yesterday. And then there's some Olympic qualifying coming up early this week. I know Mexico plays on Tuesday night. I'm looking forward to that. I'm hoping Mexico has got their act together this year because they could be a great team. They got all the great players. They just need to figure out how to get it all together now. All right. Well, I'm looking at the clock, and it's telling me that it's about time to take a break here. So I'm going to probably heat this tea up and see what my cat's doing. See if she's still staring out the window. I'm pretty sure she is. So while I'm doing that, why don't you listen to some of this?
I hate you all so much.
No one cares, Figgis. You're only invited to round out the numbers.
I'm the most horrible! I'm the most horrible!
You gonna be a fluffy binker? Yes, because you're a baby.
Well, welcome back to today's daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm your chairman. My name's Tobe. I'm putting on my shoes so we can go outside. Opening up the door. Now I'm in the garage. Open the garage door. Why are we doing this? This is so we can talk to my cat. That's right, Pippa is upstairs in the kitchen, and she is looking out the window, watching for birds and rabbits. And I'm walking around the side of my house here. And we'll unlatch the gate. And we're going to walk back here. And as soon as she hears my voice and or sees me walking around on the deck, she'll start yanging it up. And we'll have some talky kitty on the radio. All right. I'm going up the steps of my deck. Oh, I gotta nail some loose boards back down, I'm noticing. And I'm walking around here, and oh, who's this? Yo, hi! Oh, look, do you see that buns? Oh my goodness, those buns are running around like crazy. There's two rabbits up here in the corner of my yard, and one went one way and one went into the neighbor's yard. Well, what do you think about that, Dinkus? What do you think about that? Are you going to talk for us on the radio? You're just going to sit there? What are you doing? Oh, look, there's a bun. The bun came back into my yard. Oh, and he's running around down there.
What are you doing? Don't claw the screen. Don't claw, yeah, okay. Now sit up on your bucket. Don't you want to sit on your bucket and be a good baby and talk to us on the radio? I don't think we're going to get any kitty talkings.
Well, go figure. And here I had this great plan. Oh yeah, the cat, she'll do some talking if we go outside and run around in the back. So you're just going to sit there?
Are you going to do any talking at all? Little bit? Gonna give me big yangs? Okay, see you later. I'm coming back inside. But I have to go the long way.
All right, so. Oh, well. Cat doesn't feel like being interviewed today. So I'll walk back down the steps here. Look under my deck, see if there's anybody under here. Oh, now I can hear the cat just going crazy. Yeah. Okay, let's see if we can go back up the stairs and listen to the cat.
Are you talking to me? You're talking to me? Oh, look, I see another bun. Oh, look, there goes the other bun. Hi, Mr. Bun.
The bun just got through the fence.
You're not even looking at the bun. There's a bun over there.
Oh, and the cat jumps off. Oh, and here's Mr. Bun. Came right up to the edge of the deck. Okay, see you later, Mr. Bun.
What are you yanging at? Are you going to say hi to all the people on the radio or not? Okay, see you later.
Oh, brother. Trying to record a cat meowing is much more difficult than anyone might think. Oh, now I can hear her again. Row, row, super loud. Oh, brother. And you can hear this bird that's going nuts. Where'd those rabbits go? Usually they run down here. I can hear them tearing ass around down in the leaves. Riffly, riffly, riffly. Should let my cat out. Let the cat chase the bunnies around. I can hear the cat and I'm 30 yards away around the corner. Close the gate. Walking through some leaves. Around the corner, into the front, into the garage. And closing the garage. Walking into the house here. Close the door, take off my shoes. And we'll walk back upstairs to see what Yangy Stink is. Oh, hi, Yangy. We didn't even get this far. Hi. Oh, I missed you, too. Oh, you're such a fluffy bazinger. Okay. I'm sitting back down here. In the living room. In front of my TV with a fresh, hot cup of tea. Oh, and it's perfect. It's so delicious. Oh, yeah. I love to drink tea. But you knew that already. And let's see, should we see what else is on TV today? Oh, brother. Probably nothing good. There's no sports on. And look, here's another Thor movie. Princess Amidala is rescued by Thor and they have to go to Asgard and it doesn't make any sense to me. And what else do we have on? Let's check the old weather channel, see if we're going to get any mushroom weather coming up. And the current temperature in my neck of the woods is 51 degrees and there's no chance of rain for tomorrow. And it's going to be nice and warm, 65, that's Fahrenheit, on Tuesday. And 70 on Wednesday. And then Thursday, some more rain. Okay, so maybe start looking for mushrooms this weekend for me. That will be good. Yay, I love mushrooms. And here's some kind of food channel with lots of onion rings and french fries. Although that does kind of sound good, I'm just going to skip right on by. Because I already ate today, and I didn't get to eat the hamburger I wanted. Am I going to eat a hamburger tomorrow? Or do I have to wait until next week to have my hamburger? I'm checking my sports channels for fun sports, and of course there's no good sports on. On one channel, they're playing a Nebraska football game from 40 years ago. Well, maybe 30 years ago. Who cares? And then baseball. I didn't even know it was baseball season on this channel. Oh, no football. No more Australian wackiness. No rugby. No nothing. Great. And I want cookies. No, I want donuts, but do I want cookies or donuts? Pretty sure I want donuts.
Maybe I should have bought some candy while I was out today. I guess I could still go out and buy some candy. But, no, I don't know. Alright, you know what I was just thinking? This is kind of weird that these are the types of things I think about. You know, yesterday was Easter, and everywhere you looked on TV, it was all Jesus movies and people related to Jesus movies. Although, I did notice that there was just a Easter Bunny movie on. It had no mention of Jesus. What was that called? You know, the one with Russell Brand as the East... Hop. Hop. That was what that was called. How come there's, like, no Irish Rebellion stuff on during Easter? You know, I live in America. I even live in a fairly Irish area of America. But, you know, not super duper Irish, but... Come on. That was a... Hey, now that I think about it, that was exactly 100 years ago. How come I'm not seeing a documentary on the 100th year anniversary of the 1916 Easter rise up in Ireland? I mean, come on. I want to see some revolution stuff. I want to see some war on Easter. I mean, come on. What do I get instead? Well, some story about a guy who was born in a barn and then got nailed to some boards. Great. I'd rather watch something about angry Fenians. I want to see something about smuggling arms. I want to see something about the writing of Roger Casement. Man, I never get to do anything fun on TV. See, this is why I need to have a TV show. Then I could tell you all the fun stuff that really happened in history instead of all these imaginary things like the Easter Bunny and arguments over the numbers of nails. How many triclavianists do we have out in the audience today? Show of hands. Let's take a count here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8. Okay, say 100. It's true, I live in a triclavianist town. Well, it could be worse. I gotta tell you something. This craving I'm having, this overwhelming craving I'm having for donuts has become all-encompassing. I'm seriously thinking about walking out here. Try to find some donuts. I don't know if the store's even open. What time is it? Uh-oh. Well, that's no good. I'm looking at the clock, and I'm noticing that I'm almost out of time here. So I guess we should get around to wrapping this up. So this is the part where I say you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, the greatest show ever, in my mind, right here on Anon Radio. This show does air every single day, so be sure to tune in tomorrow at 19:30 UTC. Well, what am I going to do? Am I going to go after the donuts or not? I should at least figure out where the cat is. All right. Well, that's about all I've got. So, bye, 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 bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.